The Champions Rugby Show is in Newcastle for the climax of the European club rugby season. Today we concentrate on the European Rugby Challenge Cup final between ISM Clermont-Auvergne and La Rochelle. We'll analyse the team news and hear from Frank Azema, Greg Laidlaw, Vin Liebenberg and Jono Gibbs, who have been speaking here today on the eve of the match at St James's Park. And don't forget also to download the Champions Rugby Show's main finals preview, with Jimmy Goppeth in the studio and Ryan Lamb of La Rochelle discussing the Challenge Cup showpiece, plus Dennis Hickey, Shane Byrne and Will Fraser on Saturday's Heineken Champions Cup final between Leinster Rugby and Saracens. Hello and a very warm welcome to the show. I'm Martin Hindley in for James Burridge. A wonderful scene at picturesque St James's Park with the pitch in pristine condition despite an absolute battering from the elements yesterday. It's Thursday, we're on the eve of the European Rugby Challenge Cup final and I'm with the man who'll be calling the game for BT Sport. Alistair Eakin joins us. Thanks Ali and Miley Slaverell also from HeinekenChampionsCup.com. Guys, anticipation really growing ahead of finals weekend. Ali, where do we start in picking apart this?
I think we start with what should be a fantastic match because these two love to play. They've got attack running right through the middle of their DNA, both of them. They've scored a lot of points recently, both of them. I think they've got wonderful opportunities, these two. Obviously, there are one or two things going on in France that will have their attention in the next couple of weeks. But for now, it's all about a trophy, isn't it? And Clermont, so often the bridesmaids in the top tier of Europe, they would love something to show for their efforts. They'll both be back in the Champions Cup next season. Amazing pedigree. You could quite happily see this Clermont team in the Champions Cup final, let alone the Challenge Cup final. And for La Rochelle, what an opportunity. I mean, they haven't long been in the top flight in France, and now they're challenging for a trophy here. Their first in their club's history. So it's a huge, huge game for them. And I just love the look of the two teams, that they look full of adventure, full of excitement.
Clermont, you were there in the semi-final for a remarkable game, calling that one for BT Sport. Are you expecting more of the same, let's say, brand of rugby from both of these two teams? They like to throw it about a bit.
Yeah, I think so. It's always a little hard to tell, isn't it, with a final, because they tend to be a little bit cagier. Points tend to be at a bit more of a premium. You know, we saw even Camille Lopez for Clermont knocking over a couple of drop goals against Quins because they were a bit nervous and they didn't know where the points were quite coming from at that point. So it might be cagier than we think, but I don't think that you can keep a lid on these two because it's what they do. And actually to hear Jono Gibbs talking today was to hear and see a director of rugby who's very keen that his team don't go into their shells, that they do keep playing the way that they've been playing to get here. It would seem counterproductive now to tighten up and play an entirely different game of rugby. So I think there's every chance we'll get a real spectacle.
Maëlys, you've seen a lot of the Challenge Cup in France this year. How are people preparing for this in France? What are they expecting and what are they saying about it in France?
I think people and fans in France are expecting a beautiful game, a huge game, between two teams who love to play and who did amazing things this season, who score a lot of points and who produced an amazing rugby. So I think it's quite a good opportunity to help fans know the competition and watch it and become fond of it. French fans know more about the Heineken Champions Cup than they've been following it more.
And we'll have a good crowd in here as well. I'm not sure that Newcastle has been on the holiday destination list for too many from France in recent years, but we'll have a few in tomorrow night as part of what will be a record attendance for a Challenge Cup final in the United Kingdom. Around about 25,000 expected at this iconic venue, and the city looks wonderful, full of rugby fans from all over Europe and the world. So just to confirm, the European Rugby Challenge Cup final is ISM Clermont-Auvergne Elm against La Rochelle. It's at St James Park in Newcastle. The kickoff is at 7:45 local time. That is 20:45 Central European Summer Time. You can watch it on BT Sport 2 and on Bein Sport and on France 4 in France. So here's the team news, and we'll start with how ASM Clermont-Auvergne will line up tomorrow night with the forwards. Falgu and Kaiser and Slimani in the front row. Timani and Vachamina, Ituria, Lapondri and Fritz Lee. Para and Lopez in the halves. Raka, Fafana, Moala, Peno and Toyeva in the backs. Greg Laidlaw is on the bench. Ali, any surprises there for you for Clermont?
The one big surprise for me is that they haven't found space for Pathele Yato, who has just been so destructive this season. Scored a hat-trick last week in the top 14, and we've all seen what he's capable of. I find it extraordinary, really, and it tells you an awful lot about the strength in depth that Clermont have, that they can afford to leave him on the bench. I mean, pretty much every other team in Europe, certainly every other team in the Challenge Cup, would have him starting. I think most of them would have him starting in a Champions Cup final. But they've got quality, and they'll be thrilled that they've got Fritz Lee back, because he's been massive for them. He's been out with concussion the last few weeks, but he gets through a mountain of work. He's a dog on the ground, he's an incredible carrier, and he's a real rallying point for them. So I think that's pretty critical to have him in there. But Yato for me is the bigger mission. And of course they'll be thrilled as well to have Tuiava at fullback, because he's been out for a long time as well, alongside someone like Nick Abandonon. So some good players are not getting anywhere near it. Peter Beetham, who's been scoring tries for fun, he's nowhere near the 23. That's where we're at with this team.
54 tries, and looking at that back line, you can understand where they've come from in the 8 Challenge Cup matches to date for ISM Clermont-Auvergne. As Ali said, already qualified for the Heineken Champions Cup next season through the top 14. For La Rochelle, the forwards, Priso, Orioli, Antonio, Sazi, Tanguy, Liebenberg, Aldred and Gourdon. Kerr Barlow and West in the halves. Andreu, Aguillon, Dumeru, Retier and Raté in the backs. Levani Bottia only on the bench. There's no place in the match day 23 for either Ryan Lamb or Victor Vito. Ali, your thoughts?
Well, Vito, we understand, has a shoulder problem, so that's the reason. He was close, apparently, to making this, and they would love to have had him available, because he's been a big, big influence on this side. Not just on the field, but I think leadership-wise, he's been critical, bringing a bit of all black steel to proceedings. So they'd be sorry not to have him available. But they've got a very, very good player in Gregory Aldrete, who's moving across to play number 8. He's done it a fair bit this season. He's been in exceptional form, really, through the course of this campaign. So I think they'll be pretty happy with that. For me, the big one is at inside centre. I mean, Aguillon is a good player, but Levani Bottia is a sensational player. And when asked to explain that earlier on today, John O'Gibbs was just mentioning the fact that, you know, they've got other things to deal with as well this season. Their place in the top 14 playoffs is not absolutely secure yet. So there are one or two things that need to happen to fit into place for them away from the European Challenge Cup. And I would like to see Bottia playing from the outset, because I think he's just box office. He's one of those guys you just can't take your eyes off. But he's also had a few injuries. So they're managing things a little bit. And then control at 9 with Kerr Barlow starting, and he's missed the last few weeks. And that Kiwi halfback pairing of Kerr Barlow and Ihaya West is going to be critical to their chances, I think, because in amongst the excitement and the adventure and the offloading, they need some control. And those two will be charged with bringing a little bit of pragmatism to the excitement.
Absolutely. No shortage of match winners, and we're going to hear from quite a few of them now. We'll switch over to the La Rochelle camp shortly. But first, here's Scotsman Greg Laidlaw of ISM Clermont-Auvergne, who'll be on the bench. Does he think it will be an entertaining final at St James Park?
Well, firstly, it's a final, and you know, we're here to win it. That's obviously our aspirations. But I think our style of play, and that's what's great about Clermont, is we've got threats all over the field. And defensively, we need to be strong as well to give us opportunities. Hopefully in the turnover area of the game as well, if we can get some turnovers with our solid defence, we've got really dangerous players all over the field. And on the flip side, you know, La Rochelle like to play a fair bit themselves. If they get their offloading game going, they can become a really dangerous team. So again, it comes back to how we defend first and foremost, and we've got some awesome attackers and some great structures throughout the team, and if we can put them in place, we feel we can cause any team problems. Yeah, it's close to home. I grew up just over the border, obviously up in Jedburgh. So yeah, there's a fair few of my family coming down, which is it's obviously good. I get to see quickly see them, hopefully after the game, and hopefully we can have the trophy to show them tomorrow night, because that's why we're here. And you know, obviously it's just luck that brings us here for the game. It's a stadium I've had the opportunity to play in before in the World Cup in 2015. And it's a magnificent stadium, and as a player, it's a privilege to be involved in a game of this magnitude in a stadium like this. And we're looking forward to playing for Claremont tomorrow night and putting our best performance on the field.
That's Greg Laidlaw. Let's hear now from Claremont head coach Frank Azema. His side have lost 10 finals in the last 20 years, but he doesn't think that record has any bearing on this year's Challenge Cup final.
I think after title 17, I think the mentality has changed, even for the Claremont and the public, and but even for the press. And I don't feel this during the week. I think that's a new story for what we want, that win title. And we are on the first final this year. And that's the job we have to do. That's not wait in a couple of weeks if we are able to win in the semi-final top 14. But even in 20 or 21, that's this year. Tomorrow we are here, and that's our job tomorrow night.
Ali Eakin still with us from BT Sport. Ali, what sense did you get out of the Claremont camp from the press conferences earlier here today in Newcastle?
Well, it's always quite difficult to read too much into these things, isn't it? But I got a sense of a team and a squad and a management that were quite settled, quite calm, quite composed. A lot of them have been here in big finals many times before. You mentioned their record. They've squeezed out a couple of top 14 wins and some Challenge Cup wins, but in amongst it, a lot of disappointment in knockout matches. It doesn't seem to be wearing on them, but I guess you might only see that in the final 20 if it's squeaky bum time, if it's tight. And La Rochelle will look to play on that, I would have thought, in the latter stages if it is close. They would like to tell you that there are enough youngsters, enough fresh blood in this outfit for them to not be that bothered about history, for it not to be scarring them. But you look through that team and there's a lot of players there. Benjamin Kayser's lost 5 European finals. Parra, Lopez, you know, a lot of these guys, Fofana, they've suffered in Europe. They love it, of course. The club absolutely loves the competition, but they have suffered. And I'd like to think that they've sort of moved beyond all of that. And John O'Gibbs, having arrived here in, November with La Rochelle, perhaps is bringing a slightly fresh broom to proceedings. But I just wonder if in the final moments, if it is tight, that does become a factor. My hunch tells me they may be out of sight by then.
Very interesting to note that if Claremont do win the trophy on Friday evening here, they will equal the record of Harlequins with 3 Challenge Cups. And just mentioning all of those finals shows what a remarkable record of success and consistency has come from a club based in a town that is all about rugby. And that's what we're going to be celebrating here on Friday night. So let's hear now from La Rochelle and their director of rugby, mentioned by Ali there, John O'Gibbs. Does he think it will be a free-flowing final?
Well, I think obviously the conditions will play a part, and hopefully it'll be dry enough, even with the wind, that two teams can stay true to their respective styles. Obviously, I think we do a little bit different than they do, but I think the intent is similar. Play positive with the ball in hand. I think the fact that you're in a final, the other team in front of you is a very good team. We'd like to think that we deserve our place at the final as well, that we bring something. And, you know, I think what happens in the finals is the two very good teams meet each other and you don't give a hell of a lot of opportunities away. Well, certainly that's the plan anyway. So I think both teams play positive with the ball. Both teams like to attack. The two teams do it in a different way. But I think for all intents and purposes, especially speaking on our behalf, we've got to the final playing a certain way, our way, and we got to stay true to that. I think that's what our supporters expect too. So, I think our mindset is to play positive and continue to do things that got us here in this opportunity.
That was Jono Gibbs. La Rochelle flanker Vian Liebenberg now. He was asked about their last meeting with Clermont in the top 14 when they conceded 44 points.
The scrum was a big piece of our game where we struggled. That will obviously be a thing that we'd like to rectify. And then I felt like when we played Clermont against at their home, we didn't get a lot of attacking opportunities. Hopefully tomorrow night we'll have a little bit of more ball in hand. And we have shown this whole season that when we have ball in hand, we can be quite dangerous. So we'll obviously try and to hold on to the ball as much as we can. And then our set pieces will be very vital.
What was the sense that you got out of La Rochelle in their pre-match media handling, Ali?
I think this is a club who are desperate to belong at the very top table. And I think, to be honest, if you're a neutral rugby fan, you should also be desperate for La Rochelle to belong right at the top table, because they are a wonderful club. They, like Clermont, have their club right as the focal point of the city. Their supporters are completely maniacal. To watch them play at home is just sensational. It's one of those all-time great rugby experiences. I hope lots of them have travelled to Newcastle for this as well. I think they really feel that this is a wonderful, wonderful chance. I mean, not that long ago, what was it, four seasons ago, they were in the Pro D2 and they were struggling along for the best part of a decade in the second tier of French rugby. So they've come a long way in quite a short space of time. Champions Cup quarterfinalists last year, of course, beaten by Scarlets away from home. But they've got some wonderful players. They've got emotion in their rugby. And we've all seen over the years how much that can play a part if you harness it properly. I think they're a really great club full of excitement and an opportunity. And that's the feeling I get with them here. There's nothing for them to lose here. This is if a final could ever be a free shot, this is a free shot for them. And if they come away with the trophy, it could be the start of something really fantastic, a wonderful, wonderful building block potentially.
Absolutely magnificent in what is now the Heineken Champions Cup, as you mentioned last season, especially the win at Quinn's on the opening night, some of the home performances, superb. So now it's time, I guess, to put you both on the spot. Maëlys, if you had to pick a winner and some form of prediction for tomorrow night, what are you fancying one day out?
I think I would say Clermont. Clermont seems really, really strong this year to me, and they are like playing a magnificent season. They are almost on top of the top 14. They played an amazing group stage, winning all the points. They're like getting all the points.
Only the second time in history that's happened as well.
Yeah. So I think they want to keep writing their history after, as both of you said, so many finals lost. So I would pick Clermont.
So it's a new chapter of history for Clermont, for Maëlys. Ali, what are you thinking?
I think Clermont have to be considered the favourites. They're the ones with all the big match experience, the players who've been there on the biggest stages and done it, not just at club level, at international level as well. They took apart the La Rochelle scrum to some degree when they met in the top 14 in January. I don't expect that to happen necessarily here in Newcastle. I mean, there's some mean hombres in the La Rochelle 8. There's no wallflowers there. But I do think that ultimately the experience might be enough to see Clermont through. And then you look at the bench. And this, for me, is the big disparity. La Rochelle have depth, but they don't have Clermont depth. I mean, the Clermont depth is kind of bananas. You know, Zirakashvili at tight head, potentially off the bench. Jedrzejczyk, Yato, as we said, would walk into pretty much any team, not just in Europe, in world rugby. Greg Laidlaw scores points for fun and is hugely experienced. And then you've got, you know, Nanai Williams, Magic from New Zealand, and Nakalevu, again, is most people's first pick in any sort of back line that you want to offer threat in. So for me, last 20, they could pull away. But if it's tight last 20, that's when La Rochelle can ask some tricky questions, because that's when the doubts might just begin to creep in, and the history, and I know we in the media love to amp up the history, but I think that's the only time that might become a factor, and there'll be one or two question marks there. But for me, yeah, Clermont.
Well, if you're in the UK and Ireland, then that should be enough to whet your appetite for what should be a sensational Friday night to kick off finals weekend in Newcastle. You can watch it on BT Sport 2 with Ali on Friday night. Kickoff is at 7:45 local time. That's 8:45 Central European summertime, where you'll be able to enjoy it with Bein Sport and France 4. It's ASM Clermont-Auvergne against La Rochelle, the latter competing to be the 16th different name on the roll of honour of the Challenge Cup, and Clermont looking to equal the record of Harlequins with a third title, all going off at St James Park in Newcastle. And that, of course, will be followed by the small matter of what we could call the biggest club match of the year, the Heineken Champions Cup final. It's on Saturday. It's at 5 p.m. It's Leinster Rugby against Saracens. And Ali, I can't let you go without a little word on that. It's not a bad game to finish the weekend, is it?
It's all right, isn't it? Yeah, it should be all right. Passable, I would suggest. I really cannot call this. I'm suggesting there might even be extra time in this one. And this will be cagey. This will be tight. I don't think you're going to see an avalanche of points in that one. They are so well matched. They are mirror images of each other in all sorts of different ways. Incredible organisation, structure, kick chase, pressure, defensive presses. They've all got magic out wide should they get decent ball. Arguably Leinster perhaps just a little bit off the absolute heights of where they have been in recent years, I would suggest, but not by an awful lot. And this is exactly the kind of game when all their big guns are going to come full and firing. I would make Sarries very marginal favourites because they've just been relentless this season. Of course, the only unbeaten team to have gone through it, that they could go through winning the lot, but there's nothing in it.
They did that in 2016 when they lifted it for the first time in Lyon. And in 2017, they had the same run through the quarterfinals and the semifinals as they've had this year. So a nice omen for Sarries fans there, having beaten Glasgow at Allianz Park in the quarterfinals and seen off Munster, although this time in Coventry rather than in Dublin, in the final four. Thank you very much, Ali. Have a great weekend up in Newcastle, and we'll of course see you and your colleagues at BT Sport throughout the next season of the Heineken Champions Cup and the European Rugby Challenge Cup. Have a great weekend.
Great pleasure. Enjoy it.
This is the Champions Rugby Show.
So we've moved within full view of the pitch now at St James Park on the eve of finals weekend 2019 kicking off in Newcastle. I'm Martin Hindley in for James Burridge, and I'm joined by Maëlys Lavarel from Heineken Champions Cup. For all the latest on this competition, by the way, you can follow at ER Challenge Cup on Twitter and go to the European Rugby Challenge Cup page on Facebook. Don't forget too the Champions Rugby Village on Newcastle's Quayside. Whether you're in town for the rugby or just to enjoy the party atmosphere, head to the village for food, drink and live music. Now, Maëlys, we've got a zip wire from the iconic Tyne Bridge down to the Quayside. We've just heard that the local mascot, Stephen the Seahorse, can't make it. Don't know whether he's bottled out, I'm not sure. Rugby activities, including the chance to try to kick a ball across the Tyne, so we know we'll be finding Maëlys on Saturday lunchtime, and fireworks to conclude the weekend on Saturday night. Maëlys, it sounds a lot of fun. What have been your first impressions since arriving here in Newcastle?
It's amazing. It feels like the whole city is preparing itself for the game, for the weekend. I arrived there by train, and when I stepped on the train station, it was all branded with like ads for the game. So it's amazing. And Newcastle is a city that lives for sports, with football, rugby. So it's very, very good place to have a final weekend.
And you were in Bilbao last year as well, and I guess there are a lot of similarities, aren't there? The stadium being in the heart of the city, everything being walking distance, and that real strong welcome for an event. It's going to make people feel pretty special over this weekend.
Yeah, it creates an incredible atmosphere because, the stadium is at the heart of the city, so it feels like everything is connected to the stadium and to that sport, to rugby and to those games. So, yeah, it's pretty amazing.
Well, if you can't be here to enjoy that exciting atmosphere in Newcastle, you can make sure that you watch the finals action live on television. Both the Heineken Champions Cup and European Rugby Challenge Cup finals are on BT Sport in the UK and Ireland. Bein Sport has both matches live in France. We'll have Leinster Rugby against Saracens live in France on France 2 with
ASM Clermont Auvergne against La Rochelle on France 4 on Friday evening. Channel 4 in the UK and Virgin Media in Ireland are showing the Heineken Champions Cup final live and free to air on Saturday. The kickoff, just to remind you, is 5 p.m. local time. And in the United States, for the very first time, you'll be able to find that match on national network television, courtesy of NBC. A handful of tickets still available for Saturday night's contest between Leinster Rugby and Saracens, and around about 25,000 expected, with tickets still available on the day on Friday night. That is for the Challenge Cup decider. And just an extra reminder that tickets for Finals Weekend 2020 in Marseille are already on sale. The window for those who'd registered for the Golden Ticket Priority List has now closed, and the general sale starts on Friday, the 10th of May.
You're listening to the Champions Rugby Show, the official EPCR podcast.
We're back in the warmth of the press room at St James Park, and even though summer is approaching, I have to say that it feels quite a long way away right now, so the warmth is very, very welcome. We've still got a few messages before we conclude this edition of the Champions Rugby Show. Don't forget that EPCR and Raging Bull Sportswear have teamed up to raise money for Doddy Weir's My Name's Doddy Foundation. The former Newcastle Falcons lock formed the charity after his MND diagnosis. The foundation funds research into the causes of motor neuron disease as well as potential cures. It's been embraced by all of the rugby family, and you can support the cause by buying one of the My Name's Doddy Foundation polo shirts. They cost £40, with all proceeds going to the charity. Check out the website ragingbullsportswear.com/MND to get your special limited edition polo shirt. That's all we've got time for on this special edition of the Champions Rugby Show from St James's Park. Don't forget to download the Champions Rugby Show's main finals weekend preview, with Jimmy Gopeth in the studio and Ryan Lamb of La Rochelle discussing the Challenge Cup showpiece, plus Dennis Hickey, Shane Byrne and Will Fraser on the Heineken Champions Cup final. James and Tom will be here in their regular positions tomorrow with another bonus episode with all the team news and pre-match comments from both Leinster Rugby and Saracens. But for now, from myself, Martin Hindley, it's goodbye.